Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey. And as I always say, may it merely be some food for you. Today is January 3rd, the most holy name of Jesus. The name of Jesus we celebrate today. And I want to say here, right at the beginning, to any of you listening to this program who use the name of Jesus apart from prayer or talking to someone about prayer, please, please stop. Please stop using the name of the Lord in vain. Please. He is our Savior, and that's the truth. And it hurts so many people when you're walking down the street or you just hear somebody swear and they use the name of Jesus. Please stop that. Please, as much as you can, please stop it. And if you do it, then just say, Lord, I'm sorry. Please, honor him. I could go off on a whole speech on the name of Jesus, but for now, let me just say, regard the name of Jesus holy. It's used sometimes as a swear word, and it's wrong. It's very wrong. So please break the habit. Whatever you need to do to break the habit, do it. So for today, we look at the first letter of St. John, chapter 3, 22 to 4, verse 6. Beloved, we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And his commandment is this: we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Those who keep his commandments remain in him, and he in them. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit whom he gave us. Beloved, do not trust every spirit. Test the spirits to see whether they belong to God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges Jesus Christ come in the flesh belongs to God. Every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus does not belong to God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, who, as you heard, is to come, but in fact is already in the world. You belong to God, children, and you have conquered them. For the one who is in you, that is Jesus, is greater than the one who is in the world. They belong to the world. Accordingly, their teaching belongs to the world, and the world listens to them. We belong to God, and anyone who knows God listens to us, while anyone who does not belong to God refuses to hear us. This is how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of deceit. That comes from St. John's letter, chapter 3, 22 to chapter 4, verse 6. Brothers and sisters, I hear it so much. So many people using the name of God in vain. Please, please really begin to try to eliminate that from your vocabulary. God is not pleased when we're swearing and we use the name of Jesus. I try to stop every time I hear it and just say the name of Jesus, knowing that I love him. Please, brothers and sisters, give up that habit now. Psalm 2 tells us, I will give you all the nations for an inheritance. Who knows what heaven is going to be like and what we're going to have? But think of that. I will give you all the nations for an inheritance. The Lord said to me, you are my son. This day I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. And now, O kings, that's those who are leading the world, give heed, take warning, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear. That doesn't mean trembling. That means just that you are in awe and that you reverence him. Serve the Lord with that kind of fear and rejoice with him. With trembling, rejoice. That's what God wants. He wants, this is your Savior. How could we take his name in vain? But we do. Please, today, ask God to help you not to use that name. Think of another word you might want to use, but don't use the name of God in any form. Don't use the name of God. And today is the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 12 to 17, and then 23 to 25. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan. Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness, have seen a great light on those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death. Light has arisen. Jesus has come. Do we honor him? From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain. Those who were possessed, lunatics, paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan, followed him. Think of that, brothers and sisters. They saw him. They saw his healing. And you may say, but I haven't seen it. Please believe the scriptures, for they are true. Please believe, please. Open your heart. I promise I will in no way try to lead you into any kind of disaster or false teaching. This is Jesus. There's a man by the name of Richard Rohr, who was an English hermit and a mystic and a writer of devotional works and biblical translations. And this is what he said. My flesh has failed. My heart has melted into love in yearning for Jesus. The whole heart fixed in yearning after Jesus is turned into fire of love. And with the sweetness of the Godhead is it fully fulfilled. Therefore, O good Jesus, have mercy on this wretch. That is, have mercy on each one of us. Show yourself to this languishing one. If you come, I am whole. Seeking Jesus whom it loves, with whose love it is seized, whom alone it covets, let my soul seize upon you. Jesus, desirable is your name, lovable and comforting. No other so sweet a song may be heard, no other so sweet a joy to be conceived, no other so delectable a solace may be had in mind. Therefore, whoever you are, that make yourself ready for the love of God, if you will neither be deceived nor deceived, if you will be wise and not unwise, if you will stand and not fall, remember to hold the name of Jesus in your mind. Your enemy shall fall, and you shall stand. Think of that. Your enemy shall fall, and you shall stand. Your enemy shall be made weak, and you shall be made strong. And if you will loyally do this, you shall be far from evil. You shall be made strong. And if you will loyally do this, you shall be far from fearful, a glorious and lovable overcomer. Therefore, seek the name of Jesus, hold it, and forget it not. No other thing so quenches hell's flames, destroys all ill thoughts, puts out venomous affections, does away with curious and vain affections. This name, Jesus, loyally held in mind, drags up vices by the roots, plants virtues, sows charity, pours in the savor of heavenly things, drains away discord, reforms peace, gives everlasting rest, and fills his lovers with spiritual joy, so that it may well be said, all that love your name shall rejoice, for the righteous you shall bless. That comes from the Psalms. Psalm 5. Please, brothers and sisters, please, please hear. The name of God taken in vain is evil before God. But when you take the name of God and you use it, speaking goodness of him, you bring him the honor and the glory that belongs to him in your own little way. Hold the name of Jesus close to your heart. Open your heart even more and say, Lord, let me not take your name in vain. Let me not turn away from you. You created me, and you are my Savior. And I want one day to meet you in heaven. I want one day, because I gave my life to you, know the joy, the infinite joy that we cannot even imagine that heaven will bring us. That's what God wants to do for us. And if you've been taking the name of the Lord in vain, and you just find yourself doing it, just stop and say, Lord, please help me. And he will. May God bless you all today.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.